Unit 8, page 118. Read.
The twin question, nature or nurture? Mark and Gerald are identical twins, mirror images of each other. They also share many similarities in lifestyle. Mark was a firefighter, and so was Gerald. Mark has never been married, and neither has Gerald. Mark likes hunting, fishing, and old movies. Gerald does too. These similarities might not be unusual in identical twins, except that Mark and Gerald were separated when they were 5 days old. They grew up in different states with different families. Neither one knew that he had a twin until they found each other at age 31. Average people are fascinated by twins, and so are scientists. Because identical twins share the same genes, they offer researchers the chance to study the effect of heredity on health and personality. Identical twins with completely different childhoods allow researchers to investigate the influence of environment. Scientists have long wondered about the role of heredity and environment in our lives. In other words, which is the more important factor, nature or nurture? The example of Mark and Gerald seems to show the power of genetics. However, the lives of other identical twins separated at birth indicate that the question of nature or nurture is complicated. Identical twins Anaïs Bordier and Samantha Futterman were adopted soon after their birth in Busan, South Korea. 25 years later, a friend was sure he saw Anaïs in a YouTube video. That is, until he realized the woman on YouTube was American, while Anaïs was French. He told Anaïs immediately. When she saw the video, Anaïs was so shocked to see another person who looked exactly like her that she decided to find out who the American woman was. Anaïs sent a Facebook message to Samantha, and the two began sharing information. During their first face-to-face conversation on Skype, Anaïs felt an instant connection, and so did Samantha. They laughed at the same things in exactly the same way. They also found they had many other things in common. For example, they both suffered from the same nervous condition as children. In addition, when Anaïs feels stressed, she sleeps, and Samantha does too. Both Anaïs and Samantha want everything they see on a restaurant menu, except for carrots. Anaïs doesn't eat cooked carrots, and neither does Samantha. However, Samantha and Anaïs are not totally alike. Of course, Samantha speaks American English, while Anaïs speaks British English and her native language, French. But there are other differences as well. Like her adoptive mother, Samantha is an outgoing person, but Anaïs isn't. She is more reserved, like her adoptive mother. Samantha, an actor, has an excellent memory, but Anaïs doesn't. A fashion designer, she has stronger visual skills. Clearly, our heredity doesn't completely control our lives. Our environment doesn't either. The lives of twins separated at birth suggest that we have a lot to learn about the complex role these two powerful forces play in shaping human lives.